I am Christian Markley. We're here at Somerset House, and for me, the intention of this is really just to make people more aware of the city in terms of a soundscape. Everybody's dealing with it differently, but it's kind of bringing the outside in and responding to the outside and integrating it and instead of fighting it. You know, music is always kind of in an artificial space. We create ideal sound space for concerts, less and less because of amplification, but you're sort of outside of reality when you're listening to music. And I've worked a lot with improvisation, and for me, that's a natural thing. You react to all the sounds around you, and not, you don't come to a place with this set idea, but you absorb and react to what's around you. It might be other musicians, or it might be just a certain acoustic or a certain sound environment. But I think the really interesting part of this project is that you're not looking at the musicians and you're looking at what's happening outside. And you're looking out the windows. And this is the big show. It's right there outside. And then the viewer, listener, is putting together sound and image and finding weird connections.
In the virtual world itself, there are no virtual 3D humans present, but people are only present through the videos and representations of them. Sometimes you see, for example, London represented in a different way in film or in games or in a book or in music, and then you do see or think about the city differently. I'm Lawrence Leck. I'm an artist, filmmaker, and musician, and I've been at Somerset House Studios for about a year and a half. I've been making kind of CGI films and video games and installations for about the last 5 or 6 years, and sometimes I make the soundtracks for that, and sometimes I do live performances too. Because the performance was in the Lancaster Rooms, I wanted to reflect on the space and also its context within London. So the theme for the performance, which I did with my collaborators Robin Simpson, who was doing the some of the architecture in 3D, and Seth Scott, who I work with sound, and he's a musician. So we did a collaborative performance of the Lancaster Rooms in a virtual version of the Lancaster Rooms. And the theme for it was Doom, as in the video game called Doom, as well as reflecting on the Extinction Rebellion protests on Waterloo Bridge earlier this year. It really did feel like this, you know, apocalyptic scene from a film, really, because you have people carrying placards like, you know, the end is coming, like people with bongos like walking around in the midst of a heavy police presence, and, you know, just a crowd of onlookers wondering what was happening. And so the fact that that was, you know, directly outside the Lancaster Rooms, and of course, you know, even though I come almost every day to Somerset House, it, you know, the whole mood of the city and also of the area was totally different at that time. So Doom is a video game from 1993, which is the first true first-person 3D shooter game. This idea of the first-person perspective, which is something I'm very interested in from filmmaking and also just, you know, experiencing the city, was kind of pioneered by this particular game called Doom. For me, the first-person perspective is really the link between this very abstract kind of urban space and anyone's personal experience of the place as well, particularly on Waterloo Bridge, because, you know, you've got a straight line going from Somerset House walking across the bridge to Waterloo Station, and just about everyone who I see going down this route, either they're on a mission and they clearly walk this way to work and they don't care about the view, or they encounter it for the first time. You know, they walk down, they stop in the middle, they look at London from both sides of the Thames, and you know, you can catch people really in their own worlds in this situation. And of course, in a video game, in a first person video game, what I'm interested in is not this idea of like entertainment or violence or whatever, but it's really this idea of control of a certain point of view in a physical world that doesn't actually allow that. Being able to engage in the same space with a different sense of agency can be quite liberating, I think.
Thursday, 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 Thurs